Hi, I'm Bradley, and I'd like to tell you all about a food festival that's really important to us in my hometown, a little shoot in Wisconsin. It's called the Great Cheese Festival, and I hope you all like the sound of it enough to want to come and see it for yourselves. The festival takes place during the first weekend in June, and it's a huge event for celebrating what we refer to as Dairy Month. That's because our state is famous for cheesemaking. The festival's been going since 1988, and it's gotten bigger and bigger every year. The mayor at the time set up this event after reading that a museum all about cheese had been set up nearly 1,000 miles away in New York. He thought that was totally unfair, as they have nothing to do with cheese making there, whereas we have a cheese factory in practically every town here. So, for 3 days a year, we celebrate our local cheese making industry. And our festival's so well-known, people come from miles around to join in. It's basically a 3-day carnival with a live music program and lots of eating, of course. And it all kicks off with our very own song, which was written just for this event. The 3 days are packed with events. For example, a fun run, pony rides, a cheese market, and an exhibition of sculptures which are all carved out of cheese. That's the one event that I never miss, because they are amazing, and they seem to get more and more sophisticated as every year goes by. There are various competitions taking place over the weekend. Every year there's a painting competition just for teenagers. Anyone who attends the festival this June is welcome to join in our cheese tasting contest, and there's a cheese eating competition for adults only. There's also a fancy dress competition, but that's just for locals. The festival really is an event designed for all the family. I always remember going to the magic show every year when I was a little kid. It's the best fun ever. But there are other things for young kids to do, such as spending a few hours at the fun fair, or there's also the woodland walk. As I said before, the festival has become so well known that people come from far and wide to visit it. The hotels in town are usually full, and the town authorities have had to limit the number of visitors. It used to be possible to buy day tickets when you arrived, but now you won't be allowed in unless you buy advance tickets. There are never any left once the festival starts. So, what else can I tell you about? Most of the events are held around the center of town. They start early in the morning and go on till close to midnight. There's a barbecue all day and farm tours, but they're only up until midday. And the shops are open all afternoon and evening. There are hundreds of people involved in the organization of the festival, from local store owners to high school students to cheese producers, and of course the mayor and his staff too. The people who help before, during, and after the event are all volunteers, which I think is great, seeing as how it's an important event in our town. You might wonder what happens to the profits from the festival. In the past, the money's been spent on improving public facilities, and the next thing for the town to benefit from is the construction of a skateboard park. Hopefully, that should be open well in time for next year's festival. A playground was built in only a few months last year, and a new public garden in the town opened the year before that.